From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Last week, we asked you to send us stories about the strangest things you found while spring cleaning. Well, 6 years after his father died, listener Jim Bennett finally decided to go through the thousands of photos his dad had left behind. In the spring of 1998, Mr. Bennett called together the various representatives of his clan, and they set to work.
So my Aunt Molly is looking through a series of photographs, and she finds one of her taken in 1968 by my uncle's swimming pool.
We came to one picture, and I said, "Oh, but I want to have this one." And Jim said, "What is it?" And I said, "It's a picture of me."
And it looks like it was either a 4th of July barbecue or a Memorial Day barbecue or something like that. But what was just fascinating about the photograph was the muumuu that she was wearing in the photograph from 1968 was the same muumuu she had on right then in 1998.
The dress is a watermelon-colored shift with bright embroidery in the South American fashion.
And so it was 60s colors, right? It was a bright pink with big daisy, green daisies splashed all over it, and then some rainbow thing coming up from the top and down to the bottom.
It's a classic. I was amazed because I knew that I wore my clothes a long time. I knew that I bought classic clothes. I did not know that I had had the dress for 30-odd years.
Thanks to Aunt Molly, whose full name is Molly Douglas Averill Powers Dusenberry. She tells us she's been married a lot. Thanks to Jim Bennett of Portland, Oregon. And thanks, of course, to the dress. Next week, we want to hear about the aftermath of April Fool's Day, Tuesday. That's right. Send us your true stories of the best or worst April Fool's joke you've played or that's been played on you. Send your story to homework@npr.org or call the Homework Hotline at 202-408-5183. That's homework@npr.org or 202-408-5183. Please include your name and a number where we can reach you.